Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here, Brother Oscar.
Okay, I'm messing up today.
That's okay.
The people are messing up today. Please forgive Brother Oscar. But here we go with the show.
All right.
Here we come.
Right here, alive and well.
Amen.
Yes, here we are on this July 1st, 2019, Monday. And it is wonderful. It is currently here in Richmond, California, the San Francisco Bay Area. It's mostly sunny, and it is 61 degrees. And it is going to be a high today of 73 degrees, and it is currently 11 mile an hour south, southerly, westerly winds. And a high today, humidity-wise, is going to be 77%. And then a low tonight will be 54 degrees in the San Francisco Bay Area. And how are you, my dear brother, Brother Oscar York in Miamisburg, Ohio?
Thank you, Brother Chris. We are very blessed here in Ohio. It's 205 here in Ohio. And we're doing good, Brother Chris. Let me apologize to our listening audience for taking so long with the introduction. I kind of messed up on the show with the time, and please forgive Brother Oscar. And then if you hear some rattling the paper, I'm trying to eat me a sandwich. Brother Chris, while I'm on the air, I got to eat me some lunch. So we want to apologize to our listening audience for that. I apologize for that. But it's great to be alive, Brother Chris, and to my listening audience. God has blessed us with another day, a day that he was not even promised to us on yesterday. But a God love for us, the love he has for us, he allow us to have another blessed day, to give all of us a second chance to make it right with him, another chance to walk close with him. And we are so blessed, my audience, to be here and be able to bring you all today, telling from the word with your hosts, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. This weekend, I don't know if y'all caught the show. I did a Saturday show where I was just playing music and checking out my equipment. But from those that listened to the show, I had a great audience. So I might add that to my roster to do a Saturday show to put a snap in your Christian walk, or to maybe help you on that Sunday morning to wake up and be ready for worship. Brother Chris, how are you, Brother Chris?
Yes, sir. Oh, brother, hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother. I'm blessed. I'm just blessed. enjoying along with the ride, brother, you know, and it's just always refreshing coming on the air, and especially to our listening audience, to be able to just play these wonderful a cappella tracks of these great gospel singers in the Lord's church. And it's just very, very uplifting, my brother. How you feel?
Oh, I'm eating a fish sandwich from
Christmas. I heard that.
And I guess getting friends with some free advertising.
I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you.
Y'all hear that?
Go right in.
But as Brother Chris said, we are so happy to be on. And we're going to play your first selection for you. And we want to play Praise and Harmony, Deal of My Life. And we haven't played this too much. I think we played it only one time. And hold on, everybody. Somebody try to get a commercial here. Duncan. I feel that play through. That was another commercial, yo.
All right.
A Myers commercial, I believe. But
right.
They try to sneak these commercials on our show, brother, because it might be a good thing, huh?
You never know. That's
you
true.
Never know. Well, here we go. Praise and Harmony. Bill Mott, Life. Here we go.
Lord, you are worthy,
Praise and harmony, build my life. Build my life. Praise the Lord. I love that, bro, Chris, because, you know, as you think about people building muscles, people building families, people building houses, why not let Jesus Christ build your life today? He's the only
one
can do it just right. Chris.
That's right. Yes, sir. Can't be Jesus Christ.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, he's right on time, and he's right. So we are so glad that you're listening to Charting from the Word through Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. We're so happy to bring you this program, and we hope that we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. Our next selection is Elijah Bush Sr. with George River. We haven't played that one in quite some time, neither, Brother Chris.
I love this one, and
you all who have CDs out there, mail it to us if you want us to play it on Chatting from the Word, because it would get exposure. And we have we have at least 100, over 100 listeners a day that will listen to your music.
That's right.
And here
that's
we go.
Right.
Elijah Bush Sr.
Jordan
River. Was Elijah Bush Senior. No more.
Amen.
River of Christ, the cross, Jordan River. Brother Chris has a
Amen.
Good lesson he's going to bring to us today, entitled At the Cross, At the Cross. And sometimes we have to go back to the cross sometimes and remember that Jesus died on the cross. He was the Roman soldier pierced him on his side, and forth came blood and water. So we're so thankful that for the cross, Brother Chris, and we're so thankful for the lesson that you're going to bring. And we want our want our listeners to get your word, get your Bible ready to study along with Brother Chris.
That's right. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, Brother Oscar and listening audience says that who has owned self, or bared our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. That's right. That is right. The cross is where it happened, my brother.
Amen, Brother Chris. That's where grace took place. That's why our sins through Christ, took our sins to the cross. Someone who did no sin became sin so that we may have salvation.
Amen.
It's our prayer time at this time. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, call it in. Our number is 657-383-0883. This is our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want to call in, the number is 657-383-0883. Do me a favor. If you do not call in your request today, call in tomorrow. Put the number down somewhere where you can remember. At 2 my time, 11 a.m., Brother Chris time, so that you can remember to call if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for. The number is 657-383-0883. It is our prayer time.
Sweet hour of prayer. Amen.
Call in your request. And here we go. That's not it, Bill.
Sound good, though.
Yes, it did.
We'll get it right. We'll get it right.
They got to get it right. Here we go. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That may hit me. Be patient with me, y'all. I'm not myself today, I guess. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
That was Sweet Hour of Prayer by Radiance. Sweet Hour of Prayer by Radiance. It is prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. It was the Apostle Paul who writes in 1 Corinthians 14, and the verse is 15. What is it then? I would pray with the spirit, and I would pray with the understanding also. I would sing with the spirit, and I would sing with the understanding also. Brother Chris.
Father God, once again, we thank you for allowing us to come on the air to bring this wonderful radio show, Chatting from the Word. And Father, we pray a special prayer, Father, for all of us that may be hurting in different ways, Father, that need from time to time your healing power in our lives, Father. And that, Father, that we can carry on in this Christian race. And Father, that you can hold us up. And that, Father, we can lean on your everlasting arms. We pray, Father, a special prayer for those that need prayer at this time because maybe marital problems and whatever they're going through, friends, co-workers, members of the body of Christ. And we pray, Father, that you can strengthen their relationships and, Father, or work it out possibly, Father, because we know that you hate divorce, Father, and that you want to keep the family, that you work through strong families, and that, Father, and it's important to have strong spousal relationships, especially in the Lord, Father, that we can be able to impact the lives of other people who we have influence with, and that, Father, that we can persuade all, Father, that you would have all to come into the knowledge of the truth. We pray for also our elected officials. We pray from the White House, Father, the Trump administration, Father, and we pray for every elected official that represent every state and every county and every city and town across this great country, the USA, Father. And we pray also for those leaders around the world representing their countries and districts that they preside over, that they will, all these leaders can make policies and implement legislation that will, Father, promote peace, tranquility, and goodwill for all men, regardless of our background and ethnicity. We pray, Father, for those incarcerated, that perhaps this show and others like this show can point them in the way of Jesus Christ and salvation. We pray for those, Father, that are discouraged and probably have left the church fellowship and, Father, need to align themselves back with thee through the church and through fellowship with thee through your Son. Father, we pray that we can encourage those that are listening and those that, Father, that have been out of fellowship with the church and the body of Christ, that, Father, perhaps something can be said or these melodious, wonderful a cappella tracks can inspire them, Father, to allow them to come back and to reunite themselves with the body of Christ, and especially their relationship and allegiance to your Son, Jesus Christ, and, Father, that they can work out their salvation. And this is our prayer, Father, for all. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer. Brother Chris always know how to approach the throne of grace. Thank you, Brother Chris, and we hope and pray that Brother Chris prayed for something that was on your mind. We hope that you join him in that prayer, because we all need prayer, my friends. We all need prayer. As the song states, we all stand in the need of prayer. It's not me, it's not my mother, it's not my father, but it's me, O Lord, that stands in the need of prayer. It is testimonial moments. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call in is now. It is time to testify. Call your testimony in now if you have some story to share with our audience to help them
Amen.
With their Christian walk. Here we go. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. That's what we're supposed to do in the church. We're supposed to help each other. If we've been through something,
right,
and the Lord help us out of it, share it with the audience. We're not talking about nothing that's too revealing, but something to help those young people and middle-aged people that's going through some suffering, and maybe some might be taking care of a loved one that's getting ready to die, and you've been in that situation. So help them to overcome the problems of that. The problems
right.
of that.
Amen.
Because if you've been through that, help them out. Tell them to be patient. Tell them to help
that's
that
right.
loved one. But once the time comes to die, let them know that the Lord is with them if they are in the body of Christ. So call in your testimony.
Amen.
All right, Brother
all right.
Chris. No one called in, and that's all right. That's all right.
That's okay.
I hope
all
they
right.
call in soon. The number is 657-383-0883. It is time for me sponsorship. At this time, we ask for sponsorship. If you can sponsor our show here, Chatting from the Word, that'd be beautiful. Any amount of money you send will be helpful. If it's a dollar, if it's 10, if it's 20, that would be helpful if your finances can bear it. Send it monthly. But if you want to send a one-time donation, that will be fine too. Now, churches, you can do it. You can get in to help us here at Chatting from the Word. Put us in your budget for 2019. Please do that so that we can keep this show on the air that's talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ and playing beautiful songs to put a snap in your members' life. Because,
because
I believe this, church, this show is worth it. This show is worth it. We are going through some changes and some suffering to put this show on. So help us out here at Chatting from the Word. Now, I'm on PayPal. We got to work some kinks out with that. But as soon as I work it out, you can donate your money to PayPal. But if you don't want to go through PayPal, contact myself and Brother Chris, and we will tell you another way of sending your donation. I'm on, like I say, I have a PayPal account, and we're on Facebook. We have a account on Facebook. We have a page on Facebook. You can talk to us through Facebook if you want to, or I have a my email address. You can send me a line or two to my email. My email is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage. My webpage is oscaryorkpublishing.com. But while you're on my webpage, look around. Look around the webpage and see what I posted on that. A post may be a couple months old, but I got to update it. But look around and see what you like about my webpage. But while you're on my webpage, I have published two books. I'm author of two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books sell at $43. Do that. Proceeds will go towards Chatting from the Word. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
You can reach me at lowercase e06915@gmail.com. You can also reach Brother Oscar and I. We have our separate Facebook accounts and Messenger 24/7. Let us know what you think of the program. And if you love to come on the air and you like to pray with us, or you have a prayer request, or you like to share some testimonies with us, we encourage you to do so. And let us know what you think of the program, because this is an open forum. And you can also reach Brother Oscar and I on LinkedIn.com. We're also on Twitter. I just joined the Twitter account, so myself, I'm on Twitter, along with Brother Oscar, and we download the programs onto Twitter for your enjoyment. Also, you can reach me on Instagram. And I'm also on Flickr, and I'm also on Yahoo. So there are a variety of social media platforms that you can reach me, Brother Chris, or Brother Oscar at. And we love to hear from you, because you may or may not know that we as members of the Churches of Christ, we believe in the accuracy, validity, and the prophecy, and also authenticity of sacred scriptures of God. So we are endeavoring to give you clarification from Thus Saith the Lord. Because after all, it's not going to be my opinion or someone else's opinion or some creed books, because the whole civilization and the whole mankind, generations are going to be judged by the word of God in the final consummation of all things in the end time. So we want to let you know that we as members of the Church of Christ, we aim to speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent. Isn't that right? Right, Brother York?
That is correct, Brother Chris. That is correct. After our next election, which would be down at the cross, Brother Chris is going to bring the message at the cross. So we want you all to take out your swords, take out your Bibles, turn to Isaiah 2:14, Acts 2:22-41, and Luke 9:23-24. Get them out. Get them out so that you can study along with Brother Chris. After this song, it's going to be Down at the Cross by Paul Williams and the Southwestern Christian College Chorus. I hope that you enjoy it. Here we go. And the Southwestern Christian College Chorus, Down at the Cross. Now, get your Bibles out, everybody, because Brother Chris is coming with the message. That's right. At the cross. Isn't that something? We just saw in the cross. Paul Williams said something about the cross. And Brother Chris come to teach about the cross. Get your Bibles out. The scriptures again is Isaiah 52:14, Acts 2:22-41, and Luke 9:23-24. Without any other ado, here is our famous Brother Chris Edward. Let the trumpet sound.
Thank you, Brother Oscar. Thank you, listening audience, today. Once again, we want to leave a little word with you. You know, we all have experience. If we lived in this world any particular point in time, pain. We may have broken a leg, broken an arm. We might have experienced some migraine headaches. We might have had surgery to correct something that is wrong in our physical body. Or we may have an illness. We may have suffered contracted some sort of illness like measles, or may have something that is cancerous that we require treatment, and we might have to have chemotherapy. Or we may have had something that we could take contemporary medicine for. But our listening audience, but nothing compares to what our Messiah has suffered. And he was prophesied in the Old Testament, the coming Messiah, that he was going to suffer for the sins of humanity. It says in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 14, the inspired writer states, he says, "Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." That indicates that Christ, who was the Messiah, his visage was, or his appearance, his face was more distorted, marred more than any man that we can think of. You think of a prize fighter who is getting beat up in a big boxing match like Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao, and when he sustained a lot of facial lacerations and injuries, and is so distorted, his eyes are puffed up and he might be bleeding, cuts all over his eyes and face, his lip might be really swollen, and you know what prize fighters go through in a very vicious full contact sport like boxing or mixed martial arts. Well, Christ's face or his appearance was so distorted that hardly no one could really recognize him, according to the scriptures here. No suffering in this world compares to the suffering of Jesus Christ at Calvary, Golgotha, the place of the skull. Our contemporary human suffering compared to what Christ experienced in the flesh. Christ's face was marred more, as we said, than any man. Well, what does the cross indicate? Well, let's look at the cross by what it really means. Now, in the Greek New Testament, comes from a word, sterio, a verb, or the noun steros, which in the Latin language is crux or crucifixo, which means I fastened to a cross, is used for an instrument of punishment. The noun occurs in the Greek New Testament 28 times, and the verb occurs 46 times. Such a body was regarded as accursed, as mentioned by the Apostle Paul when he wrote to the church at Galatia in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, and had to be removed and buried before the night came. Crucifixion was practiced by the Phoenicians and the Carthaginians. Carthaginians, the Carthaginians, and later was used extensively by the Romans. Only slaves and provincials and lowest types of criminals were crucified, but rarely Roman citizens in the ancient time. Thus, tradition was had it that Peter the apostle, and like Jesus, was crucified, and by tradition said he was crucified upside down, but the apostle Paul was beheaded in line with the ancient practice. So when we take on as believers the name of Christ, and we confess and acknowledge that we are willing to follow Christ, just like he had told his disciples in Luke, the account of Luke, the physician, in Luke chapter 9, verse 23 to 24, where it states, "And he said unto them," this is Jesus talking to them all, talking to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Verse 24, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." So that indicates that if you're going to follow Christ, any one of us, anybody, our listening audience, that we must be willing to surrender our will to Christ in order to be a disciple, because this is the condition of discipleship, that we be willing to take up our cross. Well, that means we have to be willing to pay the price that comes with our Christian faith in Jesus Christ. In order to be, in regards to fellowship, we must learn to follow the Master. We must be willing to suffer in the same way that, in similar characteristics that Christ suffered. We may be ridiculed, we may be castigated, we may suffer revile because of our faith, but this is what it is required in order to follow Christ. That's why he says, "He that is not with me is against me. He that doesn't follow me is not worthy of me," because it's a price, it's a cost to follow, to take up your cross and to follow after Christ, which is our subject under consideration. We're talking about at the cross. That's where it really happened, at the cross. That's why the first gospel sermon preached to the household of Israel on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ, the Apostle Peter, along with the other apostles, made known to all of them that were celebrating the Pentecostal festivity in Jerusalem in the first century. And the Apostle Peter had made known, he says, "Ye men of Israel," in Acts chapter 2, verse 22 through 41. I'm not going to read the whole text, but we're going to just read a few verses for clarification. "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him," that's Christ, "being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken by wicked hands and crucified and slain, whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I pursue the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover," or besides this, "beyond that was stated above, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because the Lord, thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer the Holy One to see corruption." So those of us that realize that Jesus Christ died a cruel death at Calvary need to realize that there's no other suffering compared to the suffering of Christ. He was marred, spit upon, slapped, mocked, put a crown of thorns on his head. He was ridiculed. And he did it all because it was prophesied that he was going to be the suffering servant, a suffering prophet, to come to die for the sins of the world. So we have no excuse, because it was at the cross where it all happened. And that we need to realize that, like Peter said, he said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this in verse 37 of Acts chapter 2, they were cut in their heart or pricked, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They realized that they had crucified the Messiah. They had crucified the one that was going to come to deliver the household of Israel, because they were lost. Peter said unto them in verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, for this promise is unto you and to your children, all that are far off, even as many as our Lord God shall call.
Amen.
So, realizing that they were added to the New Testament church in the first century after AD 30, because Jesus Christ, who did no sin, as our beloved brother Oscar had mentioned in the outset of the program, he went about doing good, healing all manner of illness and sickness, and that his fame went throughout Judea, in Galilee, in Palestine, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. That Jesus Christ now is offering salvation through the cross, that he died according to the historical writers of the New Testament. He died, the Apostle Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, according to the scriptures, and he was buried. And on the third day in the tomb, God raised him from the dead, according to the scriptures. We must obey that, because that's how we become children of God, by faith in Christ Jesus, because we are heirs to Abraham's seed. That's the blessing spiritually, not physically, but is spiritual blessing through Christ to offer salvation, which is spiritual, through the blood of Jesus Christ for all nations throughout the world in the church age until the end time. Are you willing to be a part of that? Well, you've heard the word. Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sins and turn from your life and turn to give your life to Christ, that you may have eternal life? If you're willing to do that, are you willing to acknowledge the sweetest name of mortal tongue? If you're willing to do that, then that is accepting baptism, which is the immersion in water for the remission of your sins, when you contact the blood of Christ, because the church is purchased by the blood of Christ, Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. If you're willing to do that, he will add you to the New Testament church. You're not voted in. You're not sworn in. You're added by the Lord himself, because he is saving you through the operation of faith when you are being baptized into Christ in the watery grave of baptism, and being administered by the baptizer who's baptizing you. The Lord is saving you by obedience through the word of God, the gospel of Christ, death, burial, resurrection. He's adding you to the New Testament church, and you are a member of the body of Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. Good lesson, Brother Chris. We love it. We hope and pray that you're that not in the body of Christ, you get there. Get baptized. Get baptized. Because baptism puts you in the body of Christ. He died for you. No one else died for your sins but Christ. So get there. Get there. Before we go off, let me say this. My show on YouTube, I'm still showing last Monday's show, because it's not picking up enough views. But I want you to do that show. We still are talking about instrumental music through the ages. So get on my YouTube station and watch. Let us Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I do that name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the wonderful blessings that you brought our way. We thank you for the show. We thank you for our listening audience. Father, we pray that you be with each and every one of them. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always,
I'm
chatting with you today from chatting from the Word.
Bye-bye, everybody. You have a good day.
Yes, sir.
Keep the faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.